This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Amongst the allegations are that he bet on games in which he officiated and possibly in which he did not officiate, and that he gave information to others for the purpose of allowing them to place bets.
The leader of the Tour de France has been sent home by his own team. Finished done, embarrassed. Michael Rasmussen of Denmark was removed from the race after winning yesterday's stage, and the world's most famous bike race is rocked by yet another scandal.
There are cyclists who do their job and train in transparency, and we have to have confidence in them. But I can't hide my worry that there will be others who will try to kill this wonderful sport.
The Attorney General took an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Instead, he tells the half-truth, the partial truth, and everything but the truth.
It was not about the terrorist surveillance program that the President announced to the American people. Now, I would like the opportunity...
Attorney General, do you expect us to believe that?
Mueller did not contradict the Attorney General.
No, we don't think he did.
The Attorney General has told the truth to the American people and to Congress about this program.
Yeah, I don't want to stand here as the judge to try to interpret for you what everybody means when they use that term, when they use terrorist surveillance program.
The discussion was on a SA program that has been much discussed, yes.
The earnings from corporate America are coming through very nicely. But right now, people are not interested in earnings. They're interested in the psychology of the markets. And when you come in the morning and see futures down, you know you're in for a tough day.